Alright, welcome to episode 88, like the keys on a keyboard of CNBC, the podcast about enjoying beer. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. In tonight's episode, we are going to drink three beers from Firestone Walker Brewing Company out of California, Paso Robles, California area, something like that.
I believe that is the case.
That's right. And we're going to start with Easy Jack IPA. So, let me crack that one open for you.
Tasty.
You can taste it from the crack.
See, yeah.
Wait,
what?
I always pour it for myself first because I'm impolite to my guest.
Well, thank you.
I mean, my partner, not guest. Oh, look at that. It's got a nice yellow.
It's clean.
Very filtered looking color. Smelled really good. Just pouring it, I caught some whiffs.
And it's got a nice solid head. I guess I'll show the camera that too, since we're on camera. It's a double whammy.
Yeah, guys, so this episode, we're doing something a little bit unique here. We're recording the episode, and we're going to post it like we normally do. I have like four episodes that we have to edit still. But we're also recording live and on Facebook Live and doing it there too.
Right, so it's really distracting. But we're going to try to keep it cool.
Oh, the one thing we need to do, we need to like see the comments for anybody that's watching us live. So let me just go to that, and I'll edit this out of the actual episode.
Wait, I'm seeing myself buffered, so it's starting to mess with me.
There is times like this, guys, where we're editing. How do I get to that?
All right, I see the comments. Do you see my comment?
I haven't gotten there yet.
So this won't be in the video audio episode, but it will be in our Facebook
Live. You guys are
live.
Seeing behind the scenes.
It's definitely
seeing what really
scenes.
Happens.
Like the bald spots right there. Look at that. It used to be a mohawk.
How can I find that?
I don't know how to make pretty faces there.
If I go here. There we go. There's CNBC. All right. And I can go to the live stream. And I can play it, and then I can mute it, is what I'm going to do.
How's that for exciting video, watching two guys mess around on their computer?
And then, yeah, so, did you comment?
I did, just to see if you could see it.
Okay, yeah. All right, so if you're watching us live, guys, you guys out there, put a comment so we can see and know that you're watching us live.
We are real trendsetters in the...
All right. Back to your regularly scheduled episode of CNBC. So.
So I've had a couple of sips of it. Head's dissipated.
Did you talk about the smell at all?
Getting a little fruit notes.
Like, I like it. It smells really good to me. Like
slightly piney. But what I like about the label... It happens on all Firestone Walkers. You got your lion and your bear. You know where that's from and why?
No. Explain.
So bear, that's the state's animal of California.
Yep.
Which is one of the guys that's the owner. And the lion is the English thing, which is the other guy from the Firestone and the Walker.
Mm.
So I think they're brother-in-laws that started this brewery together. So David Walker is the lion, British expatriate and Adam's brother-in-law who brought a European twist to proceedings. They soon dreamed of building an unparalleled regional brewery, one that created the authenticity of old world craft and innovated spirit of California. And Adam Firestone is the bear. So that is the Firestone Walker. What do you think?
It's good. I like it.
This is Easy Jack.
Which one was
IPA.
This? Easy Jack? Is this what's the alcohol and stuff? You got some stats on this one?
Let me pull. Oh, I hit the X button. That's preparation for you. So Easy Jack IPA is Why is it not telling me anything about it? Beer information. It's got 4.5 ABV and 45 bitters, so 4.5 alcohols.
So the Easy Jack, is that trying to be a session beer? Is that what the easy means?
Well, I'm guessing with the 4.5, that seems like a session. A different kind of IPA, one brewed and dry hopped with a globe-trotting selection of new hop varieties from Europe, New Zealand, and North America. A beer that delivers massive hop aromas and a signature malt balance.
It's nice.
So there is a trip to Bavaria included in the information about this beer. But yeah, it's not a... It's more like an ale IPA, less of a... You know, it doesn't have that Northern California... It's very effervescent. It may have mellowed a little bit, though, and it might be a little bit aged.
Yeah. How long have these cans been sticking around?
Early July.
It's not too bad.
It's not terrible. Delicious. Okay. Thoughts on that? Good golden color. Nice head.
Very good.
Great aroma.
Yep.
Sweet with a little bit of pine.
I thought it had more tropical notes on the... When smelling it?
Yeah. Did not taste it, though.
Didn't taste as much as tropical notes.
Yeah. And it was like a very, like a guava or something. It wasn't like super sweet. It was like a mellow sweet.
Yeah. It was good. Let's grab the next one.
All right. What is the next
one? Do we have any beer experiences to talk about or anything like that? Any stories? Anything else we want to do between beers?
I'm trying to think, actually. I haven't really had a beer experience since the last podcast. I don't even think I've had beer since the last podcast. I did have the leftover beer that you left there when I texted you. I cracked that beer open. I think it was, Trillium, was that last night? Or the night before? I was like, man, thinking of you, Chris. And I poured out this beer. Because Chris is moving to Denver, so I'm trying to have all my recent beer experiences be with Chris. We had a recent beer experience where we were going to go to Wiradaka, and we did not.
That's right.
That was a recent beer experience that didn't happen.
But we went out to the farm,
We went out to a farm in Mount Airy, which was awesome.
And we I had a beer out there or two.
What'd you drink? I had an MGD.
What did I have? I had a...
Is it that?
Oh, you had the champagne of beers.
I did. I had the champagne and beers. It was delicious. I had to drink it fast before I started warming up. What was the other beer
that was good? No, I had something good.
The Loose Cannon one. Not the Loose Cannon. The Heavy Seas Troppy.
Yeah, Troppy that's the one I had. Yeah, that was super tropical fruity. Yeah,
that was good.
I like that. All right.
That's it for beer experiences.
Let's get on to beer.
Really concise.
These beer experiences that we're having right now.
Best sound in the world. Cracking open a can of beer.
This one from Firestone Walker is Pale 31, California Pale Ale.
All right, so I'm going to guess that's less bitter than an IPA.
There you go.
Excellent label here. I'll show you guys.
These beers from Firestone Walker, all canned beers.
Yes.
12-ounce cans. Another clear-looking beer, maybe a tad bit darker. Maybe. I don't know.
Let's get the... I haven't poured it out yet. Could give myself a little head.
Not
that sounds a little worse than I intended.
Very flexible.
This one's cloudier. Look at that. That's not as clean filtered as the other one.
I don't get the same tropical notes on the nose.
I don't get any notes.
Yeah. I don't smell as much either.
You get a little tiny biscuit, but that's it. Should I read the marketing material or let us drink it first?
Let's drink a little bit. Oh. I'm getting furniture cleaner.
That's lemony.
Yeah.
Wow. Little grass too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm. That's interesting. That's almost like a goze.
Yeah, it's goza. Definitely some kind of cleaning stuff. Pine
that's
saw
a high.
Or something. Not pine saw, but...
But almost with a mint finish.
Mm-hmm. It's really good, actually. I mean, it's
very herby, citrusy, like a
kind
lemongrass.
Kind of a crazy mix of... Yeah, lemongrass. There you go. Kind of a crazy mix of flavors.
That is really good. It doesn't taste bitter at all. It's very fruity and refreshing. It's almost like a shandy now. All right, can I read it?
Yeah.
Pale 31 is brewed to exemplify the classic California pale ale style, hence the name, honoring the Golden State as the 31st state to be admitted in the Union. Beautiful floral and citrus hops aromas greet the nose with undertones of lightly toasted malt. That was a little biscuit I got.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go all with that. Crisp pale and crystal malts offer a hint of sweetness. Subtle hop bitterness offers a refreshing finish, perfect for a sunny day at the beach, barbecue with friends. Pale 31 represents a bold yet approachable spirit that embodies our state. I would agree with, I don't know about the bottom part of it, but everything else. I mean, it was citrusy, herby, very, very good beer. And it's not very bitter. It is crisp, but not bitter.
Let me see if I can pull anything else out.
Besides lemongrass? All right, so I lost the script. I don't know what we're supposed to do next. The beer articles.
I'm trying to place the actual cleaner that I'm tasting.
It's Lemon Pledge.
Lemon Pledge.
It's Lemon Pledge.
That's what it
is. Yeah, no, I mean that's, but it doesn't taste cloying or anything.
No, it's not sweet. That's why, you know, the actual stuff that you drink Lemon Pledge.
Right. You know, that bitter flavor, that salty cleanser, blah, blah, blah. Pale 31. It's a winner.
All right. Well, like while I finish refreshing. This off.
So, exciting news in the beer world.
Yeah, you got something?
New Belgium Brewing Group acquires San Francisco's Magnolia Brewing Company.
Huh, Magnolia Brewing. I haven't heard about them.
A group led by New Belgium has entered into an agreement to purchase the assets of San Francisco's iconic Magnolia Brewing as part of their bankruptcy proceeding. Wow. So this is more of, like, it's happening all over the place. And look, Constellation Brands bought Funky Buddha Brewery, which is one of those Florida beers that I was talking about, which had some pretty interesting beers when I went down to Miami. I was really enjoying their stuff. But it's like everybody's consolidating now to try to compete because you got AB that owns everything else. And they own the craft brew. What is that one with Goose Island and
Kona?
Craft
Brew Alliance.
Yeah. And AB owns them, right?
Yeah,
InBev owns them.
Yeah.
So these little ones have to get together, you know. And Oscar Blues bought Cigar City. It's like all these segments are going to. There'll be these little units of craft brews going together, I guess. You want to go into the article any more than that, or?
No, that's good.
With enough content?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's enough filler.
Yeah, enough filler.
I need to finish drinking this beer.
I'm going
to
grab
the next one. What's next from Firestone Walker?
Our Luponic Distortion.
All right.
Is that how you say it?
Looking forward to this one. Luponic, yeah, sure.
Ready? For a fact?
Luponic. Lupulin is the... that's where the bitterness from the hop cone comes from. Lupulin is the little glands inside the hop cone.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for teaching me that.
There are these little...
I thought lupins were the things that Dennis Moore stole from the rich to give to the poor. Dennis Moore, riding through... No?
Nope.
You don't know what I'm talking about? He would steal everybody's lupins?
All right, what's this one? All right,
so I'm going to do my style right now, and I'm going to go find Dennis Moore and the lupin thievery.
All right, so this one's probably a little bit more... closer to the normal Firestone Walker, bigger IPA flavorings and smellings.
Yeah, our favorite one was the Wookiee Jack. Remember that?
Oops,
that was a great Firestone Walker.
I can't smell it as well because I poured with a little too much. Oh boy.
No. In the background, I hear about Dennis Moore and his lupin thievery.
Cheers.
Cheers.
This is a TV show?
Look at this wonderful white head on here. It's a Monty Python sketch. You've never seen that?
Stand and deliver.
Oh. Give me your lupins.
That gun! Let that be a warning to you all. You move at your peril. But I have two pistols here.
Well, was it from a movie or
the show?
The show.
Okay. Well, anyway, it certainly wouldn't be worth your while risking it because I'm a very good shot. I practice every day. Well, not absolutely every day. Most days in the week.
Okay. Anyway, Dennis Moore steals Lupin's. This said Luponic distortion. That's where that all comes from.
Okay, I gotcha.
Got it? Trying to tie that together. 6 minutes of prep.
I mean, it might also be talking about, isn't that like a wolf, one of the werewolf things?
Those are lupine.
Lupine.
If one is a wolf-like, is here. But I believe this is where he asked for his lupins.
Luponic distortion. Revolving hop series. Are you able to look this one up and get any information on it? What do you
hey,
what do you smell?
We got somebody that said hello. Hey, Steve.
Hello. I don't smell too much. But as I drink it, I'm getting good hoppy flavors.
I'm getting it seems a little bit more muted compared to the 31, which had very, very bright citrus. This one's not so much.
It's not as furniture cleaning as the last beer.
No. I don't know if we're palate blasted.
It's pretty mild.
It's very mild. I don't know if this one
is. Yeah, we might be a little palate blasted too from the last beer. Or from the last two, which were very strong. We got another.
So I don't know how to do the comments on this and try to watch it and try to do
the thing. Who else is watching?
It's somebody said, hi guys.
No, but someone else is watching. There's three people now.
There's three people watching now? Oh my god.
Who else is joining? We need to say hello. Oh, they dropped.
All right. Boredom has ensued. Anyway, you think it's bad listening to this. Imagine watching this. So, this has been real distracting. Thanks for our last time we're ever going to do Facebook Live. This one also is a little bit cloudier.
At least while we're doing an episode.
Right. It is distracting.
Yes.
It's not bad, but I'm not getting...
No, it's not as...
Like, with this kind of label, wouldn't you expect to be, like, blasted in the
face?
What's
the percentage on this?
The ABVs, etc.? Yeah. All right, let me go to the marketing material, sir. Luponic Distortion Revolving Hop Series.
So I wonder if these are always different, and so you don't really know what you have.
An ever-evolving mix of experimental hops designed to deliver mind-blowing flavors that break the rules with each new release. The unique revolution number on the label tells you which release you have in hand. Crack fresh and enjoy the show. Which one do we have?
The what tells us?
The unique revolution number on the label.
Revolution number. Oh, 5.
Revolution number 5?
Yep.
They're like, you shouldn't be drinking this. It's fucking old. Revolution number 5. Pineapple, grapefruit, grassy, green tea, lemon, orange, pine.
March. This is a March canned beer, so it's a bit old.
March?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that might be the problem. So I mean, I bought it in July. It's been sitting around since March.
It's a good IPA.
How do you know it's from March?
It's stamped on the bottom.
Has a born-on date?
Yeah. I'm not getting anything, like nothing's jumping out at me like it did in those other beers. Like the first one had the tropical scents to it. This one, the second one had that kind of lemony stuff.
It doesn't have any astringency or bitters.
It's just like a mild IPA.
I don't even know if I'd go IPA. This is like a mild ale.
Pale ale.
Looks like plain up pale ale.
Yeah. Yeah. I would agree with you. It's definitely lighter in color than the other beers we had, too.
Right, if we did that trick...
This is almost like... Yeah, this is like lawnmower beer.
Right. Like, if we did that trick that Jeff always makes us do, like, close your eyes, I'm not telling you what beer it is, what do you think you're drinking? Would you think IPA?
I don't think so for this one.
Not even a little bit.
I would go pale ale, but...
Yeah. Ready for this list? It's a little bit off the beaten path. It's not the best of this or the greatest bars or the greatest states. It's 18 defining moments in the history of craft beer.
Okay, that sounds
kind of interesting. Now, for you video viewers, it's going to be really boring as I read off a computer screen.
Yeah, that sounds kind of interesting. I want to hear this.
All right, so American craft beer is bigger than ever, both in numbers of breweries and stylistic influence. Blah, 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 blah. A lot of stuff happened in the last 20 years. But it all started in 1972. Cascade hops are made available. So Cascade Hops is a really big deal, right? I mean, that's what...
So talk about the year, too. Mention the year.
I did. 1972.
Good year.
That was the year you were born.
That's right.
That is the year you were born.
That's right.
And ever since then, that's what... Actually, because you were born, the gift to the earth was Cascade Hops to everybody else, so that by the time you turned 21, because I know you didn't drink beer before that...
I believe my birthing and Cascade Hops, it's not a coincidence, guys.
Yes. No, I think
it's not a coincidence.
And in 1972, Anchor Brewing revives the American Porter. Anchor Brewing is a standout in the craft brewing world, and it's not hip and new. It's been around since the late 1800s. But in 1972, Anchor brought back the old favor, the Porter.
They were one of the early craft breweries.
It was the first post-prohibition American porter in the United States in 1972.
Yep.
1978, good old Jimmy Carter legalizes home brewing.
That's right.
Well, that's how you start building a brand with your little nano breweries. Although, so he did that in 78. The last state laws against home brewing in Alabama and Mississippi weren't reversed until 2013.
So this beer, I'm getting a little bit of tropical fruits as I go on with it, and I drank a little bit of coffee to kind of offset, cut the flavors, and then drank some, and it kind of jumped out a little more quickly.
Let me try that then, because I'm going to take a big pull of the delicious coffee from that. Where's that hippie hipster thing? Should you show that off?
It's a Chemex coffee maker.
He has a Chemex coffee maker. I don't even know what the hell that is. All right, 1980, staying on the California theme. Okay. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale focuses on American hops.
All right.
American hops are well-recognized style today in hops for a craft beer market, but back in 80, it was far from the average drinker's mind. Sierra Nevada's flagship beer uses plenty of Cascade hops, which sets apart from anything else that was made at the time. Something clicked. It's still Sierra Nevada's bestseller with the same recipe. 91. This was the big mecca beer, and if Eric's still watching, one of his favorites, Fat Tire. Fat Tire ignites the Colorado craft beer scene. New Belgium Brewing is a staple to craft beer in Colorado, which is where you're going.
That's where I'm going.
4 days? 5 days?
Thursday, one-way ticket to Colorado.
CNBC will be slowing down after that. All right, 1995, Boston Beer Company goes public.
Mm-hmm.
That's Samuel Adams. So that went public. That made it like, hey, you could actually make money by doing this craft brew. Everybody should get involved in this. 1995, Goose Island Bourbon County brand stout is the first whiskey barrel aged beer. We all know Goose Island now, but back then they were the first one to do that barrel aged stuff. 2001, Dogfish Head introduces continuous hopping. You remember they did that with that freaking machine?
With the football machines.
Yeah, the magnet football machines. So that was a big deal, 2001. 2002, cans.
Yes.
Preserves the flavor. Not
Oscar
perfectly,
Blues.
But Oscar Blues did it first. Dale's Pale Ale, I remember, was one of the first ones we'd get and bring to Redskins games. 2005, Russian River Brewing releases Pliny the Younger. I think that's one of the best beers in the world. We tried that right here on this show.
We had some, yep.
Russian River solidifies place craft beer world with Pliny the Elder, a double IPA, is best IPA in the country. Then the brewery decided to go even bigger with Pliny the Younger, a triple IPA. 2011, Anheuser-Busch, we were just talking about this, buys Goose Island for $38 million.
Holy moly.
That means you can make big money if you go and do the good kind of beer. I didn't know this. 2011, Heady Topper's put in cans. Also one of the grail beers that we've tried on this show. And we've only had it in cans, as far as I know.
Yeah.
The Alchemist Brewery realized they were onto something and needed to expand in 2011. They've been making Heady Topper beer solely to be sold on tap at their brew pub since 2003. But people were taking it into the bathroom and bottling it to resell online. So they started canning, and now it's brewed year-round. But yet, there's still always a shortage. The beer has created a noteworthy line of devoted customers around distributors every week while people wait for unfiltered, unpasteurized cold beer. I've had it. It's worth the wait. It's not a hype beer. Like, when you taste it, it is really good.
Yep.
And if you can get your hands on some, get your hands on some. It's good. And don't let it sit. Drink it right away. Don't wait for your friends to show up. Just go ahead and have it. Left Hand Brewing Bottles in the First Craft Nitro Beer. Guinness is the most well-known nitro beer and has a long distinctive history of proper pouring and a distinct taste. But in 2011, Left Hand Brewing, another Colorado brewery that you'll have great access to, entered the nitro scene, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on their own nitro beer. Left Hand Milk Stout Nitro took off as America's Stout, and it declared independence from import stouts. I agree. It's a milk stout, though. It's really sweet, but it is bitchin' cool in the bottle. Psh, comes out nice, smooth, and velvety. To 2015, Constellation buys Ballast Point Brewing for $1
billion
with
dollars.
A B.
Holy mackerel.
Jesus.
That $38 million isn't looking like much, is it?
No, that's nothing, man. It should have held out to 2015 for $1 billion. 2015, Lagunitas goes mainstream. We all love Lagunitas. So Heineken bought 50% of Lagunitas. We talked about that.
Yeah, we talked about that.
So that was in 2015. In 2016, the conglomerate beer market gets even smaller because one giant company owns everything, and Anheuser-Busch InBev bought SAB Miller.
Yeah.
But the Coors part spun off. They're still separate. Molson
That's
Coors
Miller Coors. Is... Miller Coors. Yeah. You're looking at the next one.
Oh, look at that. Miller Coors beats a lawsuit against Blue Moon being a craft beer. 2015, craft beer lover sued Miller Coors for the way it marketed its Blue Moon beer. Blue Moon, the lawsuit stated, marketed itself as a craft beer even though it isn't and has never been a craft beer. Big Beer won in this case, and Blue Moon was permitted to keep its crafty image and marketing. Actually, Blue Moon, you know, that's a good pedestrian beer.
Yeah, if it's there, you know, there's nothing else.
It's the closest thing you're going to get. 2016, the number of United States breweries tops 5,000 for the first time ever.
That's
for the
a big
United
number.
States, there's never been a better time in beer, and while craft beer shelves can get crowded and options can feel overwhelming, more is always better. As of November 30th, 2016, United States has 5,005 breweries. 99% of them are small and independent. But as we were saying before in the news, that's becoming less and less as all the conglomerates start getting together and buying these little breweries, and you're either going to get local or... you know, this group of craft brews that is regionally representative. Maybe get more like Europe. All right. How was that for Listomania? How was that for Facebook viewing? Exciting me reading the screen?
All right. Let's close down this episode then. So, Mike, you have to take one of these beers home with you tonight. Which one would you take home with you? Just one of the three beers. So, to talk about the beers again, we had the first one was...
Easy Jack IPA.
Easy Jack IPA. Then
Pale 31.
Then
Luponic Distortion.
All right, which one are you taking home?
Pale 31. Of the beers we had tonight, it had the most unique flavor. Easy Jack IPA was nice. It had a good fruity front. But the 31 had a good unique flavor. I liked the way that lemongrass flavor kind of cut the back of the throat. It's been pretty hot around here. That's definitely a lawnmower beer I'd want to try. I tried doing your Luponic Distortion after a sip of coffee and still didn't get a lot of flavor. So I don't know if I'm doing it a disservice as it is August and I bought this in March. So it may have mellowed much in the can.
I'm going to go with Pale 31. Is that what you said?
I did. And I kept on talking.
Pale 31. I just... topped off my glass and had a little bit of each one, and Pale 31 definitely has a little bit smoother taste to it.
Yeah.
The Easy Jack IPA was a little more bracing when I took another pull off of that.
Yeah.
They're both very good. All three of these beers are good.
All good.
I'm sure Luponic's, you know, the age is probably passed it by a little bit. But it's still, you know, I'd still
it's
drink
a good
that.
Ale. I would enjoy this. It just didn't, you know, it doesn't hit me as the IPA. But it doesn't actually, does it say it's an IPA? It doesn't say that it's an IPA. It just says it's a hop hop experience, not necessarily an IPA.
All right, let's close down the episode.
Wonderful. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 88. You can subscribe or subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes.
Or Skype.
Skype. Che. Thanks for listening to CNBC episode 88. You can subscribe to our podcast feed in iTunes or get the podcast directly from our host at CNBCpodcast.com.
You can email us at cnbcpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/cnbcpodcast. You can see our videos on youtube.com/cnbcpodcast, and we post those.
Facebook Live.
We repost those to Facebook. We post them on our Twitter feed as well, which is at cnbcpodcast. And all the episodes and all that stuff is at, is we'll post on at cnbcpodcast. So,
take us out with a beer quote.
Yep.
If she drinks a beer, she's a keeper.
Drink good beer.
Drink good beer. See, we actually clink empty glasses just for the behind the scenes thing. This is the part we edit out normally. So should we go to a Listomania or something like? Oh, damn it! I hit the wrong X button. I lost the script, Chris. This is stupid. I'm not gonna watch this painful bullshit anymore. So, what are we supposed to do now?